And we start the week on Culturefile doing what we can't help doing with another way of thinking about AI with our Another Way of Thinking correspondent. This is Jennifer Walsh's Things No Things.
The last few editions of Things No Things have looked at AI from a wide variety of different perspectives. Last time, I spoke about how thinking through the sci-fi, mythic aspects of AI is important, so that we can stop ascribing agency to the technology. This time, I'd like to approach AI from a more esoteric angle, as a form of electronic voice phenomena. Electronic voice phenomena, EVP for short, are a class of recorded sounds which are believed to be voices of the dead or spirits from another dimension. EVP recordings are not made live. The EVP devotee, hoping to capture a message from the other side, sets up an audio recorder in a silent room and records the silence for a short period, then presses rewind. If they are lucky, when they play the recording back, voices reveal themselves, emerging from the static in garbled fragments. In pure sonic terms, the experience is almost identical to listening to early outputs from a machine learning network training on a person's voice. In both cases, the sounds contain a lot of static, and considerable work is required on the part of the listener to hear these sounds as sentient. But we're human. We want to believe. For many artists, the prospect of using AI to coax a ghost into the machine is deeply compelling. The ghost can be many things: machine consciousness, divine inspiration, an unspecified supernatural presence, the fairies who live in the internet. This approach is conceptually rich, rooted in a long artistic tradition which links the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove singing plain chant into Pope Gregory's ear to Robert Johnson selling his soul to the devil. It can at times risk romanticizing AI, but it can also be a very useful way to think through the idiosyncrasies, the sheer unknowability of AI. In 2022, artist Steph Madge Swanson, aka Supercomposite, began noticing a female figure she refers to as a Loeb, recurring across images she produced using the generative platform Midjourney. The images look like stills from a horror film. They're explicit, violent, and filled with gore. Midjourney's guardrails are supposed to prevent the network producing images like this, and they certainly were not what Swanson wanted. Loeb was invoked unintentionally by Swanson experimenting with negatively weighted prompts and combining the results with other images. Swanson's Twitter thread about Loeb is a compelling ghost story of a woman who, quote, haunts every image she touches, unquote. But more importantly, it's a tale of the unexpected from a technical perspective, driving home just how little we know about how these networks function, how little control we have over the actions they may take, and how utterly enchanted we humans are by the idea that we can make contact with something beyond the human in them. We all know that tales of the Loch Ness Monster and the abominable snowman have persisted in culture for centuries. And it leaves me wondering, what mythical creatures will come to haunt the hidden lairs of the networks?
Jennifer Walsh there, and the recent set of messages Jennifer has been creating, offering various approaches to thinking about AI, from AI is an energy drink to the classic AI is AI, are available now on the Lyric site and via the Culturefile podcast feed.